So I'm here at Meetham, and it's my first time attending, and wow, it's quite something. There's a lot going on, and there's an awful lot to take in. There's talks, there's seminars, there's live events. There seems to be a sea of stands and different companies, different service-based companies, music companies, all here assembled, doing business, providing free coffee, and if you're lucky, alcoholic beverages. Loads going on. I've followed Meetham on a yearly basis for, I guess, 7-8 years. And the one thing that strikes me about this trade fair, which is, you know, known as a music industry trade fair, is that it seems more like a technology trade fair. And I think that's interesting because it shows how technology, as we all know, has impacted very significantly on music publishing, on music access, on music promotion, dissemination, all those things. I mean, this is nothing new that I'm saying, but it really hits home walking through the hall of exhibits, how dominant the technology companies are. I'm standing in front of a very large YouTube booth, which is making a pretty big pitch for its content program. So there's obviously been, you know, money being made somewhere, and it seems to be the technology companies that are making the most money. And I'm not quite sure how positive that is for music, but the fact of the matter is that this is it. This is where we are now. This is how things have moved to. There is no point in trying to roll the clock back to the late 20th century before Napster. Musicians, companies, record labels, publishing houses, they have to adapt, and if they don't adapt, then they become irrelevant. As I said, none of what I've said is particularly earth-shattering. We've been hearing this story for so long, the narrative to do with the music industry and the changes and the resistance to the change and the technology, the technological progress that's happened. But it really hits home that this is more feels more like a technology conference than it does a music conference.